Today on Life Talk.
Moses gave us the gold standard for judging prophecy. Are you ready? It's profound. He said, if you wonder, how shall we know whether the prophecy is from the Lord or not? This is the way to know it. If the thing he prophesies doesn't happen, it is not the Lord.
You are listening to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire, the founder and senior pastor of Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. Maybe you've noticed that our culture is pretty messed up these days, which makes people feel anxious who are filled with questions. They want peace, but have a hard time finding it or making it last. Well, Pastor Jeff is going to share in the message today about how you can finally be filled with hope, security, and most importantly, that peace you're looking for. Today's message is just for you. You can also listen to it again or any of the messages anytime you would like at our website, lifetalkradio.us. Let's go ahead and get right to the message. Here's Pastor Jeff to tell us what's coming up today on Life Talk.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jeff Wickwire, and welcome to this edition of Life Talk. Jesus was once asked by his disciples what would be the signs of his return and of the end of the age. And the very first thing Jesus responded with was to beware of deception. He then went on to warn of false prophets and false Christs. In today's message, we're going to look at how false Christs and false prophets are literally just popping up about everywhere. We're also going to explore how to know if somebody is a false prophet. I can't wait to share part two of the message, False Prophets. Let's go. You and I can be deceived if we don't stay in the Word of God. We can all be deceived. And I'm going to talk to you today about false prophets. Because Jesus did. So did Paul, Peter, James, John, and Jude, the epistle writers. Writers of the epistles, Paul, Peter, James, John, and Jude, warned against false teachers, false prophets. Jesus warned about it. Now, when asked about what would characterize the last days, now catch this, dear church, they asked the Son of God, Lord, tell us, what will be the sign of your coming? What will characterize the culture of the world before you return? What will it look like? And Jesus gave us many things. Wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, earthquakes in many places, all of that. Persecution. But he mentioned deception by way of false Christs, false prophets, and false teachers more than he did anything else. Matter of fact, those other things he mentioned once. False prophets and teachers he mentioned four times, warning the church. If I ever stand up here and say something that is not biblical, I want my men, my elders, to take me aside and say, Pastor Jeff, that was wrong. What, to explain this to me. And believe me, they would. No, I'm going to, listen, if I say something wrong about the blood, about Christ, about the nature of Jesus, about who he was and is, about eternity, heaven, hell, about the Bible being the Word of God, if I go off on anything like that, I'm one degree off into the realm of great danger. But see, we don't catch things like that these days. Just because somebody says they're a prophet, we just believe it. And we listen to what they say. Well, wasn't that heavy? It may have been way heavy. Heavy enough to take you into hell. One big red flag for me, let me give you an example, has been the infiltration of New Age spirituality into Christian circles by way of false teachers and false prophets. And they say, what's New Age spirituality? Well, it's called NAM, N-A-M, New Age Movement, the New Age Movement. It's a collection of different Eastern influence philosophies and practices springing from Hinduism and Buddhism and that center around the occult and New Age thinking and New Age doctrine, New Age beliefs, have infiltrated big chunks of the charismatic movement, of which I'm a part. That is, I'm as charismatic as is the New Testament. I'm not going to go out of the New Testament. I believe the gifts are real. I believe healing is real. I believe in the moving of the Holy Spirit. But some branches of the charismatic movement are going off into areas I can't go because it's going into New Age stuff. The New Age movement, and this is just an example. This doesn't encapsulate all the false teaching that's out there, but I've read many, many things and how New Age movement, New Age thinking has gotten into big chunks
of the church world. What do they believe? Praying to angels, communicating with angels. I can't tell you how many times I've read people saying, oh yeah, I got this angel that comes to me all the time and communicates with me. Commanding angels. I command the angel of the east or the angel of the west to go do this, that, or the other. Hey folks, can I give you a heads up? Nobody commands angels but God. You can't command an angel. Are y'all with me? I hear that and I just shiver. Oh really, there's an angel of the east and you're commanding the angel of the east to go and do this, that, and the other. You can't command angels. The belief that certain rocks or crystals have healing power. That has gotten into parts of the church, and that's crazy. That you've got some rock or crystal that's got healing power, and God gave you that rock. You got a head of rocks if you believe that rock has healing power. You shake and we hear it rattle. The belief in portals. What's a portal, Jeff? A portal is a doorway or a gate or a window where somebody finds, I'm talking about a Christian, supposedly finds or prays in, and a portal that is supposedly once you're in the portal, it's a pipeline releasing continual power and communication from God. They get it from the story of Jacob's ladder. But folks, here, with all these things, can I just make it simple? With all these things, do you find Peter, Paul, James, John, or Jude talking about them? Ooh, it's quiet in here today. Let me tell you my portal. My portal is Hebrews 4, 12 to 16. My portal is, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we might attain mercy and find grace to help us in the hour of need. The whole idea of a portal, listen, I encourage you, go check it out. It's straight out of New Age. Straight out of New Age. And it's the way they believe they connect to a spiritual source. They call them portals. But it's really demonic activity. There's no portal. It's not in the Bible. It's not there. And if it's not there, it's not for me. I'm just telling you. Portals. What you doing? I'm in my portal, man. I'm in my portal. Call me later. No, there's no such thing. There's no such thing. And yet, you will find false prophets and false teachers all the time talking about portals. Oh yeah, I got a portal of prayer. I read yesterday. It was like God was wanting to confirm this part of the message to me, because I just happened to, I was on YouTube and I was looking at some things and teachers and whatnot. And here's one of them said that in their church, there was a portal for giving. There was a portal over that church for giving. And because the portal is there, their church was extra giving because they've got that grace, that portal grace over there, a portal of giving. No. Here's one, grave soaking, where a person lays on top of the grave of somebody that used to be greatly used of God to soak in their mantle and their anointing. Straight out of New Age and the occult. And you say, come on, Jeff, that's pretty extreme. Yeah, I know, that one's extreme. But you'd be amazed how often it has happened and how many times people have gone on social media talking about it, the glory of it and the power of it, and how they came away with somebody's mantle. No, you came away with dirt on you. You didn't come away with somebody's mantle, because they're not even in their body. And there's nothing on their body. They're turning to ashes. There's no nothing down there. I'd rather look up than down. So these are examples. And I know you're going, well, this is crazy stuff. I've never heard any of this stuff. You'd be amazed how much these things are out there. And how does it happen when you drift from the Word? When you drift from the Word. And I'm not just talking about Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, and well-known cults. I'm talking about false prophets and teachers that rise up, as Paul warned, listen, from among yourselves. I feel some of you looking around. I wonder, hey, Joe, how you doing? Been to any graves lately? They're on Christian TV. They're on radio. They're in social media everywhere. In Christian bookstores, there's books Christian bookstores have no business selling. and other Christian forums. They're out there. What did Jesus say? They're going to put on a sheep disguise and get in among you. They're going to succeed. So they're in all these places that we call Christian. Jesus and the apostles warned they're going to successfully infiltrate the church. They will be found among you. They are angels of light, Paul said. Angels of light. They come to you beaming with what looks like divine light, but it's a costume. It's fake. It's another light. It's another gospel. So they will twist the word. I could spend weeks on just that one, but I got to move on. Self-promotion. False prophets and false teachers are heavy self-promoters. They heavily promote that they routinely trumpet that they are prophets. I'm wary of anybody who, when I meet them, I say, oh, what do? I'm an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. I got all the five gifts, brother. I'm moving all of them. I'm God's anointed and appointed. Here I am. I'm looking for the exit sign as soon as I meet them, because they're self-promoters. They routinely trumpet their gift. Listen to me carefully. I'm a shepherd. I'm a pastor. That I'll tell you I am. I'm a pastor and a shepherd. I'm supposed to protect. I grew up protecting. I grew up with three little sisters, and I'm the oldest and only boy. I got in fights over those girls. And you know what? Sometimes I realize they didn't want my protection. You beat him up, I liked him. He's my boyfriend. Some people in the church I've learned pastoring don't want my protection. They don't listen to what I say. But see, if I say it with everything within me, it comes from the word, okay? Now, these people are self-promoters. You listen to them, and I've listened to a whole bunch of them the last few months. They repeatedly point out their giftedness. Are you aware of who you're talking to? I am gifted. I don't know how to tell you, but I'm just really gifted. They tell you why you should follow their ministry, because I'm so accurate. Things that I have said have come to pass. I am accurate. They tell you how anointed they are. There's anointed, and then there's anointed, and that's, I hate to tell you, it's me. They tell you how amazingly God has used them. When you listen to a false prophet or a false teacher, you got to kind of walk away and let everything settle that you heard, and you'll realize that what they did was they pointed right at themselves the whole time, and they never pointed to the amazing accuracy of God's word. They never pointed to Jesus Christ. They pointed to themselves. They talked about themselves, their exploits, their giftedness, their abilities, their divine grace, how amazingly God has used them. You don't feel like you were pointed to the word. You feel like you were pointed to them.
Before Pastor Jeff comes back to wrap things up for us today, I'd like to share a couple of important things with you. Let me encourage you to take a minute and check out our website, lifetalkradio.us. You'll find today's program right there in the listen page, along with all of Pastor Jeff's messages. There's also a link to a complete station list that shows all of the stations Life Talk is on across the country, so you can let your friends and family know how they can listen to Life Talk as well. There's also a partner link for you to be able to support this program with your generous gifts. So check it out, lifetalkradio.us. Thanks so much for your heart of generosity. We truly appreciate it. And Pastor Jeff's back now for the conclusion of today's program.
Paul said, I am the least of the apostles, and I'm not even deserving to be called an apostle. Do you hear the self-effacing downplaying of himself there, Paul? Paul wasn't like that. I'm the least of the apostles. I'm the worst of sinners, he said in another place. He downplayed himself. He shot himself down, and he lifted up Jesus Christ. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But false prophets and teachers rarely say anything like that. I'm not saying they never do, but they rarely do. Why? Because they want you to follow them. They want you to come under their influence regularly. And I'm going to go ahead and be bold today. They want your money. They'll tickle your ear to get to your back pocket. Boy, Pastor Jeff, good luck when this goes on the radio. Hey, let it go on the radio. I'm ready for it to go on the radio. I'm so sick of some of the fleecing of God's people that I see happening out there. I'm so tired of it. Listen to what Paul said. I'm just always going to quote the word. Listen to what he said. These false teachers and prophets will lead some of the Lord's followers away from the truth. Why? To follow them. You get on their mailing list. You get on their hook so that you're under their influence and you're no longer listening to the word of God. You're not getting, why go to the word of God if they give you a word for the day? This is why I harp all the time about how important it is for you to know your Bible. You got to be like the Bereans, dear church. Listen, please be like the Bereans. Who are they? They're a group of people in the book of Acts. Paul came to them and preached the gospel to them. And listen to what it says they did. They welcomed the message with eagerness and examined. Everybody say the word examined with me. Because here it is again. They examined. What did they examine? Read it with me. They examined. I heard five of you. They examined. They themselves broke open the Bible and examined it to see if what Paul was telling them was true. When was the last time you ever walked away from hearing a prophet or an apostle or me and went to your Bible and said, let me see if what he said was true? When was the last time you did that? Never. Okay, I'm going to have to clean my ears out from all the amening I'm getting on this one, but I know it's a thought provoker. I know that. And I want to provoke you to thought. A final way to spot a false prophet is so simple. They have a track record of predicting future events that don't come to pass. They don't come to pass. Moses gave us the gold standard for judging prophecy. Are you ready? It's profound. He said, if you wonder, I'm quoting Moses now, if you wonder, how shall we know whether the prophecy is from the Lord or not? This is the way to know it. If the thing he prophesies doesn't happen, it is not the Lord. Can I have a duh? If the thing he prophesies doesn't happen, look what he doesn't say. He doesn't say that it was the devil. He doesn't say it's because God's people didn't pray enough, does he? No, the devil stopped the prophecy. It's a good prophecy, but the devil stopped it. No, you can't have that out. You cannot have that out. If you predict a major future event and it doesn't come to pass, God didn't speak it. Here's why. Because God is never stopped by devils or men. If God says, so listen, Jesus is coming back no matter what men do. He's coming back no matter what devils do. He's coming back. Why? Because he said he's coming back. And nobody's going to stop him. He says, if it doesn't happen, it's not the Lord who has given him the message. He has made it up himself. Uh-oh, it was the dude's imagination or the dudettes. It was the imagination or it was their own wishes or desires or agendas. But they didn't speak it from the Lord because it didn't come to pass. And if there's a track record of that in their life, why are you listening to them? Why would you? Well, I just kind of like them. Well, good for you. Like them from a distance. But why would you continually listen to people that have a track record of predicting things that don't happen? Because they're not speaking from God. I mean, I guess if you want somebody speaking their own heart to you, go ahead, listen. If we're going to be honest today, we'd have to admit this happens routinely with certain high-profile prophets in America with national platforms. For instance, I'll give you for instance, I'm headed to the close. Some of you are saying, thank God. But I'm headed to the close. For instance, we heard all kinds of thus saith the Lord's prophecies about COVID from many self-proclaimed prophets all over social media and TV. You know why? Because the networks love to home in on future predictions from church people. Because when they don't come to pass, they got something to beat the church up with. That's why I say, if you're going to give a future prediction, a forecast, you better run it through sifters, leadership, elders, mature Christians before you, especially if you're going to take it to the whole nation. If you don't, then you're being totally irresponsible. Here's what some of them predicted. COVID, I watched them, so this is not hearsay. I watched the YouTubes. I'm not going to give names. I don't need to. You can investigate it if you want to. They said that COVID would not come to America, thus says the Lord. They said that it would disappear by the end of last March, thus says the Lord. They said that it would not become a pandemic, thus says the Lord. It went everywhere. One high-profile Los Angeles pastor-prophet prophesied last February 28th that COVID-19 would die down quickly. Now, here's the sad thing. Here's what bothers me as a pastor. Tens of thousands of people listen to these. Some of them young Christians, newborns, newbies, still in their spiritual diapers. And they look at these people like they are gods. And they place their faith and hope in what they say. And when it doesn't come to pass, they end up very disillusioned. And some of the younger ones even drift away from the faith. Because if that's not real, then what is real in this thing? That's why I know when I preach a Bible prophecy that I understand and I preach it accurately, I don't ever have to fear it not coming to pass or being right. Never. Because it's always right. Because it's breathed out by God, who's always right. God doesn't miss it. God never says, oops, I had a bad day, prophetically speaking. I was out creating other planets. I was distracted. So when listening to a prophet prophesying in the name of the Lord, which to me is scary, if I say in the name of the Lord, I'm speaking for God. I'm speaking for God. I'm bringing him into it. Here's what I need to do. I need to do some digging on that person. You should. Dig on me all you want. Take anything I preach, scrutinize it. I want you to. I'm not kidding. Check me out. Am I sound? Am I balanced? Do I bring the scriptures? Check it out. You should before you give yourself to it. So if you hear somebody stand up and say, I'm a prophet, then you ought to immediately pull out your phone or your iPad and find Google and type in their name and check them out. What's their track record on prophecy? What do they teach? Because you may discover they teach Looney Tunes stuff. And if they do, why listen? Why? Because I just like them. Or I don't want to be judgmental. You better be judgmental. Let me close with an illustration I did once. I got a blender, and I sat it on the stage, and I brought Bluebell ice cream and blueberries and milk and a couple of other fruits, and I put them in, and I hit blend, liquefy. I put in that Bluebell ice cream. Some of you are thinking I'm going straight for a shake when he's done. And I hit liquefy and this beautiful milkshake, so good. And I said to the people that were all there, I said, how many of you would like a drink? I'd like a drink. Hang on. And I got a little teeny BB-sized piece of chocolate. And I told them it was doggy doo. And I dropped it in there. Little teeny. Just microscopic almost, and dropped it in there and hit liquefy. I said, how many of you now would like a drink? It's just a little teeny percentage. The rest of it's good. It's free. Come on, right now. Anybody that wants it? Now, there ain't no way. I had a couple people get up and walk out, grossed out. And I said, you won't touch a milkshake with a microscopic little bit of something revolting, but you'll sit and listen to somebody that's throwing little BB-sized things in their teaching. The milkshake looks good, and most of it's good. But why would you go listen to people who have missed it, who have a track record of being wrong, who don't teach sound doctrine? Why? I guess I've gotten picky in my older age. But folks, please hear me. We need to be picky. Why did Jesus say, beware of false prophets, if we shouldn't beware of them?
We appreciate you listening today to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. Every program we do has one main thing in mind, and that's to share the hope and good news of Jesus Christ to people who need to hear the message and to be inspired to put the teaching into practice. That's what this ministry is all about. So if you've been encouraged by the message, we would love to hear about it. pick up your phone and give us a call at 877-884-3111. That's 877-884-3111. Or go online at our website to lifetalkradio.us. And be sure to save the web address in your favorites folder so you can come back often. Also, would you consider getting on board with us as a faithful ministry partner? It would really mean a lot to us. Your valuable contribution makes a huge difference to us in helping to get the message of the gospel out through this program to people everywhere. Your generosity, along with this ministry, is reaching people in a way that you may never have the ability to do on your own. So jump on board as a LifeTalk partner by calling us at 877-884-3111 or online at lifetalkradio.us. 877-884-3111 or lifetalkradio.us. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you so very much. Have a great rest of the day, and thanks for listening to LifeTalk.